Joined here by head coach Dylan Lowry of the Tri-County boys basketball team. They got three home games this week. We're kind of highlighting that on last Tuesday's interview, how they're going to be a tough one at Pattonsburg last week, and that certainly was a tough one against a good Panther team. But now it's Tri-County trying to turn the other way, having some games at home. Tonight, Union Star. Thursday night, Mercer. There is a trip to Hale Bosworth next Monday for the Mustangs. Looks like that'll be their final game before the Christmas break. How are you doing today, Coach?
Doing well. Excited for a good week of games.
Haven't heard anything as of yet about your game against the Trenton JV last night. How did it go for the Mustangs?
We were able to get a good victory on that one, 69-17, but it was one of those things that Trenton really helped us out, being able to fill that game. We are already short schedule, and I was glad they were able to come over, but also saw a lot of success and some good moments out of our boys, and that was definitely something I wanted to see after a tough one against Pattonsburg last week, and kind of give us a little bit of momentum moving forward.
I just had a couple of people in the office ask me, said, you know, out of our listening area, who might have the best team that might be able to do something into March? And I said Winston kind of immediately. I said, you know, Princeton's 5-0, but as I'm looking at it, and I kind of feel like they're under the radar a tad, but that Pattonsburg team you ran into last Tuesday, they are good.
They are good. They've got three very talented that can score the ball really well for them, and then they've got a good surrounding team with them that kind of keep a high pace, transition kind of offense, and so that they will be pretty tough going forward as well. They have a lot of talent still there.
Yeah, you gave up 80 against them, Coach, and they're going to be able to play faster than a lot of people want. And I think, you know, a team like them, they play fast enough that they get you out of their out of your comfort zone, don't they?
Yeah, we did kind of run out of legs. I kind of feel like we were keeping that same intensity for the first part of the quarter, and we were just kind of trading baskets, and then Pattonsburg just kept on going, and we kind of slowed down. And that's one of those things that when you got those high caliber teams that push the ball and move it, you kind of either have to keep up or you have to find a way to get stops, and it kind of went the wrong direction in both ways for us that game. And we had Noah Thompson really stepped up for us to get nine, then Monty Hughes, my sixth man, kind of stepped in and kind of showed me some real promise. Whenever it's going against a team like that, you can really shy away. And he's just a sophomore, really getting his first time playing this year, and he stepped up. And so it's one of those things that we had some guys that wanted to go against that competition, but then we had some that kind of just shied away because they are a very talented group. And so being able to compete and play well with them, I need all of my guys and be ready.
So, I think one of the things in taking that step that you're hoping to take with your boys this year, Coach, becoming closer to a 500 team, is you got to find a way to shut some people down. And in your first three games, if you take last night's game out of the equation, and certainly that was a good performance, but you had given up an average of about 71, 72 points per game over three games. What are the things that the boys need to do, whether it's from an individual standpoint or just a team standpoint, to try to improve defensively?
I think it's mostly a team standpoint. I keep getting individuals where they really check in and want to get defensive stops, but then you'll have like two guys that really step up and get the stop, and then they kind of make an extra pass and get to the guy, and it's a slow closeout, or you're just not that same intensity, and they almost get to take a breath. And that's one of those things that you have to keep the intensity, keep that fire on the defensive end, so they don't get calm and relaxed. And that's when they're scoring the ball, is whenever we have, and they get an extra moment to get set up and get ready. And that's one of those that we're getting better about, getting back in transition to stop ball. But we've had a lot of practices, and then we had a week off of no practices. But we're starting to see it, and getting good work done in practice will relate to games, and just going to take that next step, and I think they're ready to go that direction.
I think the good teams that are good defensively, there's a happy balance between being physical and not being so physical that you're going to be called for fouls, because a lot of teams play very physically, but they kind of know from the referees what the referees are calling. They know how physical they can play, and once you kind of figure that out, your defense can improve immensely.
Exactly. We kind of jumped really far one way or the other the past, well, last year and getting started that we were too physical in that first game because we were really excited to play, and so we got in some early foul trouble, and then we took a step back in Pattonsburg, and we didn't like to be that physical, and so find that nice balance of you got to stay in the game, but you also have to be able to run with them and make them work as well. And I think we're finding that balance. We're coming in that right direction. I think it just takes a little more time, a few more games under our belt.
You got Union Star tonight, Coach. That's generally a program, a really small school, so they've had difficulties in basketball in the win and loss column generally over the last 10, 15 years. But your team kind of in the same boat where you're trying to get to the point where you win more than you lose, and this could be a big game for both teams. Do you know much about this Union Star team coming over to Jamesport tonight?
I have a little bit of idea. I've talked to a couple of the coaches that have played them and know who they're returning. Be able to watch some game film to have somewhat an expectation. They're playing a little bit more intensity, a little bit of man pressure, and that's one of those that we see a lot over here. We see a lot of man. We do see some zones, but calm and just keep that same intensity that we had last night, and I think we'll be able to go on through this one tonight.
Tell you what, too, you know, Union Star struggled in their opener, but their last two games, and they're still looking for their first win, but they played King City within 45-41. I know King City struggled a bit, but that's a bigger school that Union Star was very competitive with last Tuesday.
Yeah, they are starting to have a little bit more scoring. They're trying to compete a little bit with those tougher competition. So they're definitely not a team for us to overlook, and we don't really have that luxury to look over anyone at this point. Every game is an opportunity for a win, but every game we have to come out with our A game. We can't play down to competition, and we just have to play our style, our pace, and be able to take on anyone.
To me, Thursday, you're 0-1 in the conference with that loss to North Harrison, and you got Mercer at your place on Thursday, and Mercer is a team that hit pretty hard by graduation, so they're trying to figure out roles. They got a young team, not a ton of experience. Your team has much more experience coming back, and just the storylines tell me that Mercer Tri-County, that's a big basketball game for both teams Thursday night.
It is, and I think both teams will know that going into it, that Mercer's been a team that has really kind of put a pounding to us the past few years, and we definitely have circled that on our calendar that this will be our year. We have to come out ready to go, and they still have a returning good player, number 35, that he can score the ball well, and he can make some havoc on defense. So it's not like they graduated a lot. They still have some talent there, but it's Mercer, and so it's one of those, it's conference. It's important, and we have to come out ready to go.
Yeah, it's Mercer. I think there's actually a sign in that gym that says tradition never graduates.
Exactly.
Yeah. Once you put that Mercer jersey on, you expect it to be good, and that's just you get that in some programs. So big game, both teams Thursday, no question. Mercer girls and boys at Tri-County. Coach, appreciate the time. Enjoy your Christmas break. Stay healthy and all those good things. We'll talk to you again in the new year on Tuesday. I think that's January the 2nd, so we'll talk to you next.
All right, thank you.